This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
Prepare yourself to ingest current events, pop culture, and politics with a side of Latin flair.
Vaches, I don't have to show you any stinking vaches.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
God's honest truth, I was reached out to this morning by somebody who who's opposing John McCain in Arizona. Joanne Selena Lopez wants to challenge John McCain. I'm sure John McCain will have plenty of challengers. All of them have my support. Anybody who wants to get rid of John McCain out of the United States Senate, okay in my book. Well, so long as they're conservative. If they're liberals, nah. We've already got one of those. His name's John McCain. Welcome to it, everybody. The Chris Salcedo Show, hour number two. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll have a conversation with an individual who wants to aid anyone who wants to get rid of, and I don't like the term anymore, rhinos, Republican in name only. That means that the word Republican actually means something these days, and it doesn't. Courtesy of Mitch McConnell and John McCain and John Boehner. Doesn't mean anything anymore. Doesn't mean it. Tinker's darn bit of difference. Republican used to stand for something. They have abdicated their conservative platform for something that frankly, I don't even recognize. I don't recognize it. So we're going to get down there and talk with him. He wants to talk a little bit about his efforts with this something called the Tea Party Fund. And I can hardly wait to get more into this with Congressman Paul Brown. He's from Georgia. And he is a four-term congressman, also a doctor. I may ask him about this movie. You guys seen this movie? That has come out with Will Smith, showing some great range, I might say.
I have. Concussion.
Concussion is the name of the film, and it's about this doctor, and he the reason why I say Will Smith is showing some range is because this doctor apparently is of African descent, with a story about trying to battle the National Football League. We started off talking about NFL football, didn't we, Ty? The National Football League trying to hide or obfuscate the effects of repetitive head trauma.
Yeah.
And they made a movie about it.
Yeah, I read the book, League of Denial, in which that doctor that Will Smith plays talks about not only the discovery he made, but the trouble that the NFL has caused for him since he made that discovery. It's a very interesting story.
And he's changed the world. He's changed the National Football League. We got concussion protocols now. We've got a lot of parents second guessing whether or not they're going to let their kids play Pop Warner and high school ball, and it is definitely caused a lot of change. And the game, the way it's being played, is being changed.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I'm interested in where it goes 20 years from now when there's a generation of kids whose parents are a little bit worried about this. How that affects the game long term?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. It's going to change things. We all know it's going to change things. So I might ask him about this because, you know, Congress wants to get involved. And it's like, man, you know, there's already work being done. Why do you want to get Congress involved in this? So we'll ask Congressman Brown about that. But something that rolled across my desk over the weekend was, and where I live, in the part of the country I live here in Texas, there is something used to be called the Carrick Brain Centers that do a lot of, they're called the Cerebrum Center or something along those lines now. But anyway, they do a lot of good work for those not only on the football field, but also those returning from the battlefield with head injuries. So, and that came across my desk earlier in the week, and we might ask the congressman about that, among other things, the Syrian refugees and such. And we started out the program talking about the Syrian refugees, Mr. Obama's inexplicable comparison between those Syrian refugees and the pilgrims that are responsible for establishing what would be America in the Plymouth colony. And then before we went to break, we were talking about not one, but three investigations going on with Team Obama cooking the books in ISIS. Now, I'm going to take some time with this because I really want you to understand what I'm about to reveal to you. Now, MSNBS, they were saying, well, man, I hope this isn't true. I hope that there's no cooking of the books going on because you got to speak truth to power. And man, where is this coming from? Asked Richard Haass, an American diplomat. He is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. To get that answer, which we all know intuitively where this is all coming from. The ones who were, you know, who has been the one, let me just ask you this. Who is the one that lied to us about Obamacare? Who's the one that lied to us about Al-Qaeda being on the run? Who's the one that lied to us about ISIS being a JV team? Who has continually lied to this country throughout his entire occupation of the Oval Office? Well, you're right. That would be Barack Obama. And he continues his lies. And many believe, and many have told us, that where all of this cooking of the books on the intelligence about ISIS, where it's all stemming from is from the Obama White House. To get this, you can't be it over at MSNBS. You've got to go to the Fox News Channel. Steve Hayes detailing not just one investigation.
There are three different investigations or discussions of investigation. There's the ongoing Pentagon Inspector General investigation, which is looking, as far as we can tell, at manipulation of intelligence related to ISIS, based at CENTCOM. There is some discussion. I talked to some people today who believe that that Pentagon Inspector General investigation is expanding to include the manipulation of intelligence on Afghanistan as well. What the president was talking about was a second investigation, another investigation that he wants to look at the manipulation of intelligence or potential manipulation of intelligence.
So here's Obama. Let me be clear. I want an investigation. Okay. Now, follow me here. Why would Obama call for an investigation into his own administration and all of the investigations that have happened during the era of Obama? They've all been, you know, nothing. I mean, the IRS is able to target conservatives illegally and nobody does anything. The Black Panthers are able to intimidate voters at the voting booth and nobody does anything. Team Obama has never been about justice. So why does Barack Obama want to conduct his own investigation on himself? I'm sure it'll be completely impartial. And it just might produce some sacrificial lambs. And that has a lot of Team Obama very worried. Remember, Obama fired all of the pro-American generals, or a vast majority of the pro-American generals. Those who serve him now are yes men. And we're going to get more into that in a minute. Obama generals that tell him what he wants to hear. Those in the intelligence community who tell him what he wants to hear, or as Cheryl Atkinson and I just pointed out, what he doesn't want to hear. Let me be clear. I don't want to see any more intelligence on terrorist groups. I know who these people are. I know their hearts. Let me be clear. Yeah, I'm sure you do know their hearts. So Steve Hayes continued on his analysis and also gave a rather frank opinion on how Mr. Obama's investigation of himself would go.
Submit that won't be a very serious investigation, because I think that the manipulation of intelligence has been happening at the behest of the White House and potentially at the direction of the White House. There's a third investigation that Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has been basically conducting now for several years. He was one of the first members of Congress to be looking seriously at allegations of manipulating intelligence on the Osama bin Laden documents.
The Osama bin Laden documents. Remember those? The information and the intelligence that were captured when we took out Osama bin Laden. Where's the intel? Why hasn't it been analyzed? The reason it hasn't been analyzed is because what they did find out about it, very troubling to Team Obama and his efforts to gift Iran a nuclear weapon and billions of $150 billion plus of its own money and bonus money to lift the sanctions on the Sharia state of Iran. Very crucial to Obama's agenda, empowering Iran. And what was contained inside of those Osama bin Laden documents would have proved detrimental to that. We all remember let me let Steve Hayes finish his analysis here, and then I'll remind you about what was contained in the Osama bin Laden intelligence trove.
They've made some headway on that. I think Nunes properly sees that as part of this latest investigation. So the ISIS scandal investigation that we're talking about now is really a symptom of a deeper problem. And you've had senior U.S. officials on the record, Mike Flynn, former head of the DIA, Derek Harvey, who ran CENTCOM's Afghanistan-Pakistan unit, senior U.S. officials say on the record that this intelligence manipulation was happening. It's quite serious.
It is quite serious. Mike Flynn was mentioned. On the other side of the break, we will play the soundbite that we played for you months ago. Interview with Fox News Channel that Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, who's Obama's former director of Defense Intelligence Agency, what he had to say about what was contained in the OBL intelligence. We'll talk about Congressman Nunes, and we'll connect the dots of what Obama's been up to and how he has continued to lie to the American people to achieve his goal, which has nothing to do with America's best interests. It has to do with another country's best interests, who Mr. Obama appears to be fighting for. Back in a minute, the Chris Salcedo Show, right here on The Blaze.
Dial in, let it out. 888-900-3393. This is the Chris Salcedo Show, part of Generation Blaze, on the Blaze Radio Network.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.